How do they make it? How do they make it, these vastly inferior sorts, strolling the walkways in their chartreuse monochromatic cotton polyester blend sweatsuits and matching knockoff Crocs, issuing catcalls from their lime green crotch rockets, their sky blue rusted out pickup trucks with neon track lights? These hirsute ape men, not a tooth in their skulls, smelling as if they are fresh from the dumpster, drowned in English leather, trying to pool their money for a lap dance or two. That fellow on the train with the prison tattoos, duck's ass permed in the back, ejaculating his face full of mucus onto the empty seat next to him. Those ladies in their beige Bermudas, sporting Depends, repositioning the figurines in their life-size nativity scenes, hunting for the perfect windsock or roach spray at the discount Mega Mall, hanging at Cash America Jewelry and Loan because they believe in a concept of success through osmosis. The man in the mauve muscle shirt, constantly masturbating in your back alley, the guy shooting albatross, combing through piles of refuse under a neighboring bridge, or the fellows harvesting scrap metal, hanging a little brain, donning ass-crack exposing hip-huggers, teal headbands dangling over their eyes, smoking a grit amidst a powwow in the parking lot, wearing their Run DMC t-shirts, you ain't tougher than leather, and their urine-stained gauchos. How do they make it, I ask myself, as I attempt to straighten my magenta do-rag, as I retrieve my incessantly baggy jeans from the floor, as I scrape yet another encrusted scab from my pockmarked visage. The answer is one I will probably never know.